This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that can mean only one thing. Because at this point, you're seeing the ending credits roll up at the end of one of the greatest movies of all time in 1986. And that means Commander Jesse Reed is in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, hello, Fred.
Hello, hello. And you don't have to apologize for playing the soundtrack.
Well, I the song started and you looked around and I go, that's the only one today.
I actually put up my AC/DC like Let's Rock
on Cheap Trick?
Yeah, why not? Because there's barrel rolls going on in that scene. I knew exactly what scene that was occurring before you even told Kansas City about it.
Scott is very particular when you can and cannot use devil horns.
Oh.
I don't know where the line is. I've never found the line, but...
I'm glad you said that, Sam, because I was sort of like, what did I just do wrong?
If you devil horn, he will either approve it or disapprove of it, and it's aggressive no matter what.
That is true. Everything he just said is true.
Well, you just guaranteed what I'm going to be doing over here for the next 4 hours.
You name the band.
Devil horning.
You name the band, and I'll tell you if you can devil horn or not.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously AC/DC.
Of course.
Judas Priest.
Oh.
Okay, that's too easy. I need to get a little
Air Supply.
What about a hard rock band, but it could be debatable? Like Creed.
Creed, no.
Nickelback?
Yes.
Look at this photograph, but not that song.
Not on that song?
Okay.
Let me give you a couple of bands, and you okay. Tell me if you were at their show, would you devil horn or not?
Okay.
Okay?
Ready.
Bon Jovi.
No.
Correct. Depends on the song.
No. He's correct.
I am with Scott on this one. Okay.
Van Halen.
Yes.
No.
Why not?
They're hard rock, not hair metal.
Oh.
Or heavy metal.
Now you've defined it. It's mm-hmm. hair metal only?
Hair or heavy metal. Iron Maiden.
Of course.
Of course.
That is the first time I have gotten any sort of explanation of where the line is.
You still haven't played this clip from Bill and Ted. Every time we talk about Iron Maiden, take them to the Iron Maiden.
Excellent.
Execute them.
Bogus.
The best scene
you
in
know
movies.
What an Iron Maiden is?
I do. What's so funny about this scene in the movie.
It is a terrible torture, execution device.
It is.
It's a coffin with nails on the door.
Which is why when Bill and Ted went, excellent, did air guitar in that movie, and then he goes, execute them. And
they go, Sam, have you ever seen an Iron Maiden?
I have not, no.
So basically close it around you and it just stabs you from a thousand different directions.
It's basically a coffin, a stand-up coffin.
Happy Friday, Kansas City. Well,
I don't even know how we got into this. You gave the devil horns on Cheap Trick. Thanks a lot. It's basically a stand-up coffin. And what they would do, this is like back in the 1300s, 1400s, whatever. They would stand you up in this coffin, right? And then the door had gigantic, what's the word I'm looking for?
Spikes.
Spikes, thank you.
Now that you're describing it, I have seen an Iron Maiden.
And then they would just slam the door shut on you.
Yeah.
That was an Iron Maiden.
They were very conscious of cruel punishments back in the day. Jesse,
yeah,
your wish is my command.
Yes, here it comes.
Put them in the Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden? Excellent! execute them. Burgess.
I forgot about that scene. It's been so long.
So good.
It's
hard to believe watching that Keanu Reeves would later go on to be John Wick. Just a complete
Which, by
badass.
The way, did I hear that there is a John Wick 5 coming out?
You know they're going to keep that wagon going. That's a money
Although,
train.
John Wick 4 I thought was terrible.
It wasn't that great. You know, the plot was sort of reaching a little bit.
It was just kill.
From the text line, man, Scott is DeLulu today. He said yes to Devil Horns at Nickelback and no at Van Halen.
I stand by that. Van Halen is not a heavy metal band. They're a hard rock
Neither
band.
Neither is ACDC. Well, ACDC is a hard rock band. Mm. They are not heavy metal. They are not hair metal. They are three chord butt rock.
Well, it's the same three chords. They literally.
They're like the Taco Bell of bands. It's meat, cheese, and tortilla on everything. Sorry, Taco Bell. You're great. I love you.
What was the movie that we just played? The
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
There you go.
From go
the
see
text
it.
Line, I'm 25. I have no idea what you're talking about. That's the movie.
Go see it. I've been.
When Keanu Reeves was a teenager.
Oh yeah,
early
he
20s.
Was like, yeah.
It's like one of his first movies.
He's a baby in that movie. I've been indoctrinating the kids on 80s and 90s movies too. We watched Wayne's World the other day.
Good.
Yeah, they're like, what are you talking about, Wayne's World, Dad?
I'm excellent.
Like, I'm like one of the most quotable movies ever.
Yeah. Wow. They enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You know what we've gotten into? Sam, we went through episodes 3 and 4 last night of The Kingdom.
So I watched episode 3 last night, or most of it.
Wait, the MMA show or the Chiefs Kingdom?
No. It's about the Chiefs.
Okay.
And it's on ESPN. Patrick Mahomes is a co-producer. But that doesn't mean that they don't get into some controversy.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like just because Patrick Mahomes is involved that they, you know, it's all, you know, unicorns and rainbows. It's not.
It was supposed to be about building a dynasty, and we all know how that worked out. We lost.
So
that doesn't mean we're not a dynasty just because we missed the third one in the row.
It's a behind the scenes on last season. And like each episode looks at a different aspect of last season. Like, I think episode 2 was about Andy Reid, is that right?
It was, yes.
Yeah. And then episode 3, if I'm not mistaken, was all about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift coming into the picture, right? And then episode 4 is about Spags.
I was surprised, actually, the shockingly low number of times they mentioned Taylor Swift in an episode called Our Chiefs Era.
Mm.
It was mainly about how they became the villains. Not to give any spoilers.
So is this different than the every year they've been doing the YouTube specials about the kingdom, but it's kind of just produced by the Chiefs, I think.
So
it's got a lot of Mitch Holthus in it and all that.
You can
narrating.
Tell that they have been working on this for a year plus. Okay. All of the clips that they gathered. I mean, they had their own cameras on the field every single game last mm-hmm. year.
Yep.
All of the highlights they play were not NFL-produced highlights.
Okay.
They were documentary-produced highlights. And it was specifically supposed to follow the team through going for the third Super Bowl in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of why I said it was about building the dynasty, as they were trying to follow history in the making while also telling the story of the NFL, telling the story of a great coach, Andy Reid, and of course, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the rest of the gang.
Is it being released week by week? Or
No, actually.
All of the episodes are live. They released the first 2 episodes and then waited
a week ago. No,
and
I don't think it was 2 weeks, but they released the first 2 episodes and then they waited a couple of days. And
something
then,
like that,
then they
yeah.
released 3 and 4. And I think I was talking to T on my way into work because we're going to finish it tonight. She's of the impression that there's 6 total episodes. So episode 1 is just kind of generic. It's about the team, the history of the team. Episode 2 is about Andy Reid
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the loss, the personal loss that he's had in his life. Episode 3 is about Travis Kelce primarily, but Taylor Swift makes an appearance. Episode 4 is about the defense, but they focus on the defensive coordinator Spags. And then I have no idea what 5 and 6 are about.
So I think 6 is specifically about the Super Bowl. Somebody said on the text line when we were talking about it the other day, and they said that 1 through 5 is great, 6 will make you sad. It's like, yeah,
kind of like I felt watching the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when we decided at halftime that it was time to just sit and chat.
Just want to relive that whole experience over again.
All right, we've got Festivus Friday coming up right after the 5 o'clock news. Man, this week went fast. It's already Friday.
Life is accelerating.
Brought to you by Q39.
That is right, Q39.
Championship barbecue, pit to plate.
Go to Q39KC.com.
Even if Scott doesn't like barbecue, you should go there.
Wow. Let's not say that in the middle of the endorsement.
I'm not a paid employee.
That's like me sitting behind you in a plane telling you how to steer it.
I am trying to, because everyone in Kansas City knows about you and it's not your favorite dish. But it is fantastic. But I go there all the time.
If I were to like barbecue, I would go to Q39.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798.
Jesse will be back in about a month. Goodbye.
We are late for a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I did not see this one coming. Lyle Menendez, by the way, is going before the parole board today. He probably is before them right now in California, a day after his brother Eric was denied parole. You did call it, Sam. I thought for sure they were going to grant them parole with all the public. I don't want to say sympathy. That's the wrong word.
I mean, no, it was public sympathy. That's exactly what it was.
You think that's
fair? Yeah, all of the reports that were coming out about the abuse that they claim and quite possibly did endure before committing those crimes.
Yeah.
I think what stopped them from being paroled is what they have done behind bars. I was talking to Boss earlier about it before the show, and the new DA came out. One of the first things that he did was give a press conference because that trial and whether or not they were set to be released was all over the news at the time. Mm-hmm. He gave a 90-minute press conference about what he was going to do in the job. 45 minutes of it was a laundry list of how Eric and Lyle are not good guys. If you can fill 45 minutes of examples about how these two cats are not good guys.
Commander?
I wouldn't have spent 45 minutes on it, no matter how not good guys they were.
I literally thought with, you know, all the documentaries that had come out, my kids had never heard of the Menendez brothers until those two documentaries, or I think it's a documentary and a movie, if I'm not mistaken.
There's multiple.
Okay. They had never heard of these guys. And so I remember one Friday, you know, Sarah comes over every Friday for Pancake Friday at my house, and she works at my house and I cook breakfast, and you'll get there someday.
Invited to Pancake Friday?
No, where your kids leave the house and you beg them to come back and hang out with you. okay. And she's, you know, we were talking about the Menendez brothers, and I was giving her like a tutorial about the case back in 1989 and, you know, the original, your death row verdict, and then the retrial, and then the life without parole. She was interested. She wanted to know about this case. And I think even for those of us who were alive back then, old enough to remember it, I certainly do, how big a case this was. I mean, it captivated the nation.
It was like the OJ case. Similar.
Yeah.
Minus the slow speed chase that took over the NBA finals.
OJ was Menendez brothers on steroids, yeah. Though. I mean, that was a 9-month trial that was televised without commercials on television stations.
And what we see all over those documentaries and what we see all over news reports, quite frankly, that have been coming out surrounding the case is how, oh, they've gotten degrees behind bars and they've been reading and they feel remorse for their decision.
Is that not true?
It is true, but it can also be true that they were doing a lot of bad stuff at the same time.
What is the bad stuff they're doing? I know you guys talked about this yesterday. I don't want to get too much into
fights and, you know, typical jail stuff, which again, you could say like, well, they're in prison. This is going to happen.
Yeah. You got to like regulate at some point.
But when it comes down to, okay, is the parole board going to decide whether or not this person can live in the general population of society again, that certainly is going to weigh into it.
Hmm.
Somebody says the only way you can view the kingdom is with the ESPN Plus app.
That is not true.
I was going to say
Disney Plus. It's on ESPN. It's not free. You do have to have one of the services.
But we have YouTube TV. We don't have ESPN Plus.
You probably get the ESPN
it's
Plus
part of
services
the subscription.
Through YouTube TV.
Okay, I didn't mean to go all squirrel on you guys. Sorry. But I was just thinking, we don't have ESPN Plus. If we do, I don't know about it.
That's right. Text line contraband as far as the Menendez brothers. There were multiple times I got caught sneaking in contraband.
Well, in
what kind? Like a pack of cigarettes or?
A little weed?
Again, we're talking about the parole board, though. Are you able to play by the rules? And if you're not able to play by the rules inside the bars, their decision is whether or not you can play by
tough.
The rules outside.
Well,
the bars.
But think about this. It was only last year that it was ruled that they're now eligible for parole for all of their adult lives. And I'm not trying to be sympathetic to the Menendez brothers. I'm trying to put myself in their shoes, which is hard. If you up until last year, they thought they were in prison for the rest of their lives with no chance of parole. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I get trying not to get into fights. That would not be my thing anyway. But if I think that I'm in prison for the rest of my life and I've got access to mind-altering drugs that are going to take me away from this hellhole for maybe 3 or 4 hours, do you think for a New York minute I'm not going to take that chance?
I don't disagree with you. I'm looking at it from the facts that we have surrounding the case.
Yeah, somebody says multiple times smuggling in cell phones. Bar the door, Kate. That's terrible.
I've been watching that show, The Mayor of Kingstown. You guys ever heard of that? With Jeremy Renner in
I've
it.
I've seen it, but I've not watched it.
It's jaded my view of the prison system because in that show, it's the super corrupt relationship between this guy who's a power broker and the prison guards and the actual gangs that have all the people in the prisons. And it's entertaining. It's one of those Taylor Sheridan shows.
Yeah.
Oh, he's good.
Same guy who did Yellowstone.
Yellowstone. Yep.
It's a good show, but yeah, I walk away there going, oof, I don't know. I hope this is not what the prison system is actually like.
I think it's probably pretty close, which is a comment I made yesterday. If they are not eligible for parole after 30 years behind bars, can we quit pretending that prisons are rehabilitation centers?
They're not.
I mean, that can happen. That could be a side effect of someone who finds it within themselves to rehabilitate while they're in there. But I think the purpose of it is justice.
Yeah, somebody writes in prison, prisoners get so bored, they just make hooch. If I thought I was in prison for the rest of my life, I am making hooch 24/7.
When are you going to use the toilet for other things?
Pretty much sounds like a Navy deployment on a ship.
We're kidding. What does that mean?
It feels a bit like a prison sometimes. Oh, my gosh. It's so weird.
You guys sneaking in contraband?
You have like the same route. An aircraft carrier is literally the size of a city. There are miles and miles of passageways. Depending on what you do on that ship, what your job is, you may walk 5% of those halls because you have your same route from the flight deck. At least this is for me.
Do you have your own room if you're an officer?
You have a stateroom, and depending on
how— What's a stateroom? What does that mean?
It's a fancy word for where the officers stay on a ship.
Okay. Do you have a roommate or are you by yourself?
Yeah, you have a roommate. The only people who don't have roommates are the commanding officers, the executive officers, and other senior leadership on the ship.
But you were an 05. I mean, you're pretty high
up. I wasn't then. The last time I deployed, I was not an 05 yet.
Yeah. Okay.
So I had a roommate. And then my very first deployment, I shared a room with six guys. I got a little, after 8 months of being in close proximity to the same other five guys, it gets a little...
Do you not like each other?
No, but it's like having a brother, you know, you eventually start to fight and whatnot. So it felt a little bit like prison sometimes.
Are there any plants on a Navy ship?
Plants?
Yeah.
Vegetation?
Just like...
At the salad bar.
That's it.
Lettuce.
Yum.
I could never do this.
It's tough.
I'd want to walk on grass, even if it was artificial.
That's why flying is such... It feels like such a... what's the word I'm looking for? It felt like such a luxury because you got to escape Groundhog Day for a while and get and kind of break this early bonds and get up airborne.
Do you have days off?
Yeah, we have no fly days. And then sometimes as a pilot, you have a day. Like if you just did an 8-hour mission the day before, they probably won't fly you the next day. You're kind of fatigued. That's a long day.
So what do you do?
You have also, at least in the Navy, you have all sorts of other responsibilities as an officer in a squadron. So for me, I was what we call a division officer. I had about a couple hundred enlisted personnel that worked in maintenance on the jets that I was essentially had to lead. And so I was in charge of that division.
Did you ever have a day where you didn't have to do anything? A day off?
No.
Saturday.
You work. No, there's no, just like, I'm going to sit around and watch college football. No, you're always working. I mean, you're.
That sounds terrible.
Well, there's a reason you eventually, this is a young man's game. There's a reason I don't do it anymore.
This is not the best recruitment advertising campaign for the Navy right now.
When I was doing it, I loved it. But you get to the point where, you know, you have kids and you have a family and it gets more difficult.
Cry me a river, Commander. I slept in a room with 100 people.
I knew I was walking a tightrope here by complaining about my stateroom. And no, it was not a complaint. It was more a commentary on life on a ship in general, which is Groundhog Day for sure.
And apparently similar to prison.
You're a floating prison.
To bring us full circle.
You ever feel like going up on deck and jumping off?
You got a better chance of escaping prison. If you jump off the side of the ship in the middle of the Persian Gulf or North Arabian Sea, you're hosed.
They don't come looking for you, do they?
You're hosed.
Is there railings?
There's a little bit of kind of some netting on the side, but yeah, there's no rails like on a cruise ship.
So if you get too close to the edge...
I watched a sailor get, so I had a plane captain once. That's the person who helps launch your jet and all that. We got to go to break here.
Can you finish on the other side?
Yeah, I finished on the other side.
913-586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed filling in today for Dana Wright here on Dana and Parks. Yeah, the outfield is definitely devil horns. Definitely.
See, I was doing that in jest.
No. The outfield is a devil horns band.
Man, I got to admit, I'm not.
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. I officially don't know what heavy metal or hair metal means anymore.
So before the break, I asked you, are there railings on a battleship or an aircraft carrier?
Yeah. So no railings. There's a little thing called a scupper, which is like a little bitty tiny ledge on the flight deck that kind of keeps the airplane. Like if you bump, it keeps your front tire from basically going off the end. Like a
curb.
Like when you park in the parking lot and there's like that little thing that tells you to stop, the little cement thing, bumper kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like that. No, the story I was going to tell you real quickly was I was parked. So everyone's getting in their jets. They're firing it up. They're starting to taxi jets around to get them ready for the launch. And I was parked on this particular day right at the aft end of the ship. So the stern of the ship, my airplane was parked right there on the edge. And until...
Do they say aft end so they don't have to say ass end?
I mean, I say that probably more than aft. I'm just trying to be nice here on the radio and not get anyone in trouble.
Totally understand.
That's why I said a-holes and elbows once, right? I wasn't sure if I could say that.
All right. Yeah. Okay, good talk.
But I'm sitting there and my plane captain, that's the person who helps me get the engine started, takes the chains off the jet to basically unattach it from the ship so it doesn't fall off the edge when it's just sitting there. And they're supposed to stand there at parade rest next to your jet until one of the taxi directors takes over. And I'm sitting there and someone in front of us in another F-18 starts to taxi. And as their exhaust points towards our direction, and this girl who was a plane captain this day is maybe 90 pounds dripping wet. And he came up on the throttles and it picked her up. So she literally flies up off the ground.
Oh my God.
And is about to go off the back end of the ship. And she just happened to grab onto one of the weapons pylons under the wing and was like hanging onto it like something you would see in a Mission Impossible movie.
Oh my God.
And I'm screaming on the radio telling this guy in front of me, come down on the power. So I'm going to knock my plane captain off the back end of the ship.
Would she have died?
That's a 60-foot drop, which if you've ever jumped off a cliff into 60 feet into the water, that's long drop.
I've never done that.
Yeah, if you land on your back or something, you're going to break something.
Yeah, you either have to have a perfect dive or soft knees.
We actually train. We trained to this, to jump off a ship properly in case you had to. And, I mean, you got to cross your arms, cross your legs, because the flail injury when you go in, if you have an arm that's out of place, you're going to break something, you're going to hurt something. So if she would have gone off the edge.
Do you go in knee first or feet first?
Feet first.
But with soft knees. If your knees are locked, you're going to have a bad day.
And you cross your legs. People can't see it at home here, but
that's
basically,
all right. We have theater of the mind. It's fine. Just describe it.
Yeah, you like you're in a coffin. Your arms are crossed.
Okay.
Over your chest.
You ever go down a big slide?
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Cross your arms and legs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, good times.
Yeah. K-State is in Dublin, Ireland.
Okay, this is hilarious.
What?
Dublin?
Have you seen the stories about the flags that all of the bars ordered?
So you know my neighbor, Aaron Mead, is a manager on the K-State football team. She's literally just started her freshman year.
That's awesome.
And she's in Dublin, Ireland right now.
That's awesome.
With the team, yeah. And so K-State is officially on Irish soil as the countdown continues to Saturday's Farmageddon between K-State and Iowa State. The Wildcats made the trip. They left on Wednesday, arrived yesterday morning, adjusting to the six-hour time difference, while preparing for one of the most unique games in program history. They play tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock our time.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon over there. Now, what's the problem?
So all of the bars around town where they're playing.
And it's in Ireland, so there are presumably a lot of bars.
Like every other storefront is a bar, yeah.
Yeah.
They all ordered flags to welcome the teams. And so they Googled Iowa State flag, and they ordered a bunch. And so you have a bunch of flags of Iowa State.
I already
right?
know where this
they've
is going.
They've got the eye, or they've got the cyclone, whatever. And they're actual team flags. And then they Googled Kansas State flag.
And they got the state and flag of Kansas.
A bunch of flags. And the flag that they got happens to be blue with the state crest, and it says Kansas on the bottom and has nothing to do with K-State. And K-State fans are not happy about it.
Oh.
But it's hilarious.
I was just about to ask while you're reading that story. I wonder how many people who live in Ireland, this is the first time they've heard the word Kansas in their lives.
Well, I mean, other than Cork, how many counties in Ireland can you name?
I couldn't even name that one. One now, Cork.
Cork.
Mm-hmm.
County Cork. And by the way, it's not Cork County. It's County Cork.
Okay. I couldn't have done that either.
I can't name a single other county in Ireland.
And now they think that Kansas is nothing but one big farm. And similarly, Iowa. Why did we have to choose the name Farm
yeah,
again?
Yeah, I don't like that. I mean that... Nothing against rural America at all. But Farmageddon?
I mean,
that's people who go to K-State don't leave with a degree and become farmers. Nothing against farmers. The brilliance of the farmer and the way that they have to do math and, you know, that is a job I could never do, ever. And not because I wouldn't want to. I'm not smart enough to be a farmer.
It does so happen that both of those schools have a lot of ag degrees coming out of them, but...
How many people live on a farm and say, yeah, I've got a bachelor's degree from K-State or Iowa State?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a big ag school, but Farmageddon, there's plenty of schools that aren't in the Midwest that the country is full of farms. California's got a lot of farms. But Fresno State could be more of a farm school than K-State. It's in the middle of Central Valley, one of the biggest farming areas in the world.
As a Kansas Cityan, I have had to deal with this my entire life. I've traveled the country quite a bit. I've been blessed with
I know
that.
Exactly what you're going to say.
And everybody asks, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Kansas City.
Oh, you tip cows over there?
They all say the same exact thing. So you have cows in your backyard? Like, yeah, they're just as close to my house as they are to yours.
I actually have a cow for a pet. Thank you.
Stupid question.
More deer than I have cows in my backyard.
I'm like, let's be honest. There's more Lululemon running around here in Johnson County, Kansas than there is in Orange County, California.
Wow. Listen here, Miami County.
That's right,
Miami.
I know. I live in Kansas. I grew up in Kansas. I could name maybe 10 counties in Kansas.
No way.
How many can you name?
A lot more than 10.
Once you get west of like Salina or Manhattan, I'm clueless. I know Dodge City's west of there. That's about it.
You ever been to Dodge City?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
You ever been in a Turkish bath?
It's a Turkish prison.
No, it's bath.
No, it's bath.
Oh, I thought it was airplane. Prison.
No.
It's bath.
I swear he says Turkish
prison.
Oh,
no. No.
Huh.
We may need to pull that one up too, Sam.
We'll see.
You didn't answer my question.
What was the question?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah.
We just got done talking about his time in the Navy.
What happens underway stays underway, Sam.
But yeah. I get the branding side of it, but did we have to go with Farmageddon?
But it just reeks of stereotype. You know what I mean? That just because they're an ag school that everybody it's Farmageddon. Is Iowa State a farm school? I have no idea.
There are a lot of ag degrees that come out of Iowa State as well.
Also, and it's the first game of the season. It's not like this is everything's hinging on this. So Armageddon, Farmageddon, that's a little dramatic.
You have offended a lot of farmers on the text line. So
I was about to say, I noticed how you said.
I have?
Good job. Yeah.
That's why I was laughing.
There's a lot of farmers that have ag degrees, man. Actually, probably the only people that get ag degrees are farmers.
Okay,
not a lot of people getting an ag degree and going to work in finance.
I'll defend you, Scott.
Some, on the text line, it is Turkish prison.
An airplane?
I say we play the clip, Sam.
All right, well.
Oh, tiebreaker.
I'll find it.
Okay. Sam Stevens.
Sam's like, get off me, guys, with the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure airplane. Come on.
Commander Jesse Reed, my name is Scott Parks.
I have real value.
Here on KMBC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Joey, have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Just going to sit right over here and wait for my apology.
We were talking on the break there about all the mea culpas we're going to be doing today on the show.
Farmers,
my apologies to the soldier out there that lived in a 100-person barrack. Sorry if I came across as whining about
lower deck mates in the Navy. Mm-hmm.
People who were on submarines.
That's tough duty.
And apparently
couldn't have paid me enough to do it. And they get paid the most in the Navy for that reason, I think.
There's no way you could put me on a submarine.
They're also the smartest people in the Navy. You gotta go to nuke power school. So whoever wrote that in there, let's hear a little nuke power story. But
did you ever watch Crimson Tide?
Yeah, it's a great
Gene
movie.
Hackman and Denzel Washington?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
That is a great movie.
Yeah.
Why is he always wearing his dress uniform?
It's a Jerry Bruckheimer kind of production. I mean, they're going to make it as dramatic as possible.
Okay.
Just like I can't ruin another Top Gun scene for you. Take it back.
No, go ahead.
Walking it back.
Go ahead.
Okay, Top Gun Maverick. The scene before he gets selected to go on the mission and he shows up at the officer club in his dress whites to tell Penny Benjamin that he's going on the mission. Mm-hmm. There's never any explanation of why he just showed up to the club in dress whites for no reason. Do you know how hard it is to get an aviator in their dress whites? A guy who wears pajamas 99% of his life. yeah, go get your dress whites. Pull them out of the closet. Oh, crap. I don't have the right rank boards.
Would it be appropriate to walk into a bar in your dress whites other than an officer's club?
The only time I've seen that, no, a regular bar?
Yeah.
It would have to be an event going on. The only time, this is a little bit somber, the only time I've walked into a bar or an officer club in dress whites has been after a graduation and after a funeral of somebody that died in an accident.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't just show up.
wouldn't show up in a bar. And just be like,
hey, Penny, I'm gonna swing by the house real quick and put on my dress whites and we need to talk on the beach.
What would he have worn?
A t-shirt and jeans. I don't know. Anyway.
The FTC this week has sued the operators of LA Fitness for allegedly making it exceedingly difficult for customers to cancel their memberships. Fitness International and Fitness and Sports Clubs, which operates gym chains, LA Fitness, Esporta Fitness, City Sports Club, Club Studio, have illegally charged hundreds of millions of dollars in recurring fees through difficult cancellation procedures. Why is it so hard to cancel a gym member?
I mean, that is a stereotype that runs with basically every single gym.
Can't you just call them up and say, I want to cancel?
There was a Seinfeld episode about this.
There are a number of gyms, and I know this from experience, where you have to cancel in person.
It was Friends.
It was Friends?
Yep. So okay. It's actually in the story.
Okay. Man, there's another mea culpa there. Whoops. Wrong show.
For example, there is a gym that I was subscribed to that I have not been to in a good long while. Mm-hmm. And I just went to double check.
They're still charging you?
And you cannot unsubscribe on their app. I signed up on their app.
It's because they want to shame you in person.
But I cannot unsubscribe on their app. And when I was in high school, I went to a gym that's name shared how many hours there were in a day.
Would that be 24-hour fitness?
I wasn't going to name them. And I had to have a meeting with three different sets of managers before they would let me cancel my subscription. And I just sat there and I'm like, I want to cancel. And they were like, okay, well, you need to have a meeting with this
we
person.
Need to
I'm like, okay, bring
this.
Them in. And they would bring in the higher up manager. And I would say, I want to cancel. And they would talk to me for 20 minutes about the benefits of staying with the gym. And I would just keep saying over and over again, I want to cancel. It took like an hour and a half.
Did you say, do you membership. Know who I am, sir? Do you know the certifications I have next to my name now?
Hey, don't you want a washboard stomach and rock hard pecs?
No, I want a flabby gut and saggy man breasts.
Good, that's good.
Okay. I want to quit the gym.
You want to quit?
I want to quit the gym.
You do realize you won't have access to our new full-service suite of spa.
I want to quit the gym.
Okay. Dave in the membership office handles quitters. Excuse me. Are you a member?
Me? No.
Sorry, members only.
I want to quit the gym.
It's okay, man. Be strong. Mm.
Mm. So, are you a member of any gym?
No, and I'm not going to be, so you can save your little speech.
Okay, no problem. Could you come here for a second?
Hi, I'm Maria.
All right, quick break. The news is coming up in 2 minutes. Commander Jesse Reed filling in today for Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III here on Dana and Parks. See you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.